Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Shaheem Ali. He's the CFO at American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Shaheem, and happy Canada Day.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be back on your show.
And of course, happy July 4th for our American listeners. And you were in the American Capitol last week for a Giga Battery event. Can you tell us about it?
Sure, Jim. A lot of interest came in from our listeners on what was Battery Gigafactory event all about in Washington, D.C., and what all happened over there. But first, I wanted to respond to some comments on Larry's plan on the drill program that was shared recently on your podcast. The drill program was designed and budgeted last year, but due to forest fires and air safety, we had to actually postpone the project. The drill program was designed within the budget, so we don't have to go out there and raise the money. It was all planned out. However, just to make our listeners aware and our investors aware that the drill program allows us to better position our real estate for the mineral property option agreements or deals potentially out there. There is no intent to be a gold miner, but have a better value option on the assets for our investors. That's all. And yeah, lastly, most importantly, last week I was at USA Battery Gigafactory event in Washington, D.C. The average lithium-ion-based cell cost is now over 100 kilowatt-hour, and the cathode now makes over 50% of the cost of lithium-ion batteries. This event attracted actually many from battery mineral supply industry, the U.S. government administration, and policymakers in one place to align how we can secure the most critical materials of the 21st century. It was very clear, Jim, from the U.S. policymakers and the administration that reshoring critical battery minerals and refining them locally was important, and the need to building sustainable, resilient battery material supply chain economy in the USA. Of course, with the support of partners like Canada and a few others. I can tell you, North America has very ambitious milestones towards electrification. We are trying to do things in 2 years, whereas Asia has been at it for over 10 years. The corporations attending the event echoed the same sentiments, but very clearly their concerns are and challenges ahead are somewhat like it's taking too long to get permits, high environmental standards, the CO2 footprint studies, and the fact how do we scale with speed and in a responsible way. A lot of chatter happened around intellectual property being outside of USA. We want to do all of this great stuff, but the knowledge and the technologies reside outside of USA, mainly in Asia. They have about 80% of this knowledge base over there and doing it for over the last 10 years. Anyways, I can go forever on this topic, but main question is, what's in it for Recyclico? One of the main points that was paramount at this event was that all of these must be done with the highest standard of ESG, or you are out. Simple as that. That is, environmental impact, must have low CO2 footprint, doing it socially and responsible way, traceability of materials, and best of governance. And battery recycling, upcycling, the green metals will be the big part of this ESG. I met and connected with government officials, industry analysts, and many potential affiliates in this space, all with the purpose to move Recyclico forward and to ensure we are known in the industry. This visit also allowed us to make inroads with inner workings of the critical metals and minerals industry. I'm happy to say that a lot of battery manufacturing and refining facilities are planned for North America. And most importantly, the U.S. government is willing to work with all of us. Some bullet points on what is happening here at the office. Just want to address a few of those that has come through our listeners and my emails and LinkedIn. Keep it coming, by the way. The cathode precursors, NMC811 materials that we send to a third party, I wanted to share that it takes time to assess these materials. Current efficiency and tap density, morphology, and many more variables are being tested as we speak. As for the demo plant, I know it is taking time to build the demo plant, especially in today's economic climate and supply chain delays, but rest assured, we are at it, trying to doing it right. I received an email about an hour ago from our Environmental Impact Life Cycle Assessment group. Our LCA is going through final sign-off today, and delivery of the report is now any day. I'm pretty much off the cuff. I can say it'll be here tomorrow. Look out for that press release soon. The way I look at it all of these EV batteries will be dying to do business with us. We just have to be patient, and our time will come.
Shaheem, for people who want to know where you're traded and how to get more information, where should they go?
Sure, Jim. We are traded on TSX Venture Exchange, AMY.V, and an OTC QB, AMYZF, in U.S., Frankfurt 2 a.m. You can reach us at 778-574-4444. Visit us on AmericanManganeseInc.com, or you can email me at Shaheem@AMYMN.com. Finally, Jim, on behalf of our family here at American Manganese, soon to be Recyclico Battery Materials, Inc., I wanted to wish all our listeners and our shareholders and their families a very happy holiday on this long weekend, Canada Day Friday, and Monday, 4th of July in USA, Independence Day.
Shaheem, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you very much.
My guest has been Shaheem Ali, CFO of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on June 30th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.